impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. They have created a repressive society. We are their unwitting accomplices. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Please understand, they are safe as long as they are not discovered. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. We have been lulled into a trance. They are dismantling the sleeping middle class. More and more people are becoming poor. We are their cattle. We are being bred for slavery.
I've got one that can see.
Mass hypnosis grips the collective human consciousness. Sleep has befallen them. Veils of many bind the human soul, eyes blinded by propaganda to the extreme. Internal thought processes are misguided by external stimuli designed to misdirect, to distract, and to deceive. Human psychology is misdirected by what can be considered dark sorcery, and that is no exaggeration whatsoever. It's total mind control on a massive scale. Sorcery is very simply defined the use of magic, especially black magic. The consortium and their minions are experts in the manipulation of human psychology. Deep esoteric understanding is not necessary to see this because it is in plain view. Through induced fear, literally billions of people will fall in line and believe whatever they are told because their thought processes have been switched off. They can be made to believe that there is a global pandemic, and they will even dutifully line up to receive their DNA-modifying injections and then brag about it as if being a non-thinking, non-questioning slave is virtuous or something to be proud of. They can be convinced that we should have a war on carbon to fight man-made climate change, another massive hoax. They can easily be manipulated to accept the idea that technocracy will set us free and not enslave us. They can be convinced that the destruction of freedom and human rights is somehow for their own benefit, and you will never reach them. Breaking the spell is an individual and willing act, so the best you can do is plant seeds. Some will take root, most will not. The few that do will need to be cultivated, and again, this is up to the individual. Many people dip their toes, so to speak, and then rush right back into their ego illusions because the magnitude of the lie is too great for them to accept, that the fear overwhelms them and brings them back into the perceptual sheep pen. They use their blind obedience to virtue signal and then condemn others who won't just blindly fall in line. It's so curious to observe. Those ensnared within the cognitive prison seem to do everything to get those few courageous that don't buy into the lie to conform to their limited way of non-thinking. They lack the courage and awareness to acknowledge things as they are and often will hate those few whose eyes and minds are open. At the very least, they will look upon those few awakened with great suspicion and often with contempt. The last year has been extremely revealing for those with open eyes. Not only has it revealed the depth of the lie and the insidious nature of the globalists, but also the staggeringly high percentage of people that operate as sleeping automatons. It has revealed just how comprehensively the sorcery has affected the mass of the people. It has shown the massive lack of courage of the sleepers. It has revealed just how simple it is to misguide people into believing anything at all. And the more the curtain pulls away, the more the masses seem to fall deeper into the spell. It's bizarre. They will fight tooth and nail to maintain the illusion within their own minds. They cannot escape their egos for long enough to begin to see from a higher perspective, or at all. Their worldview is delivered to them by agents of deception that speak with forked tongues from behind sinister smiles. They have externalized their authority and given their allegiance to the gatekeepers of the illusion, the weavers of the web, the dark sorcerers. I have felt for a long time that humanity is being manipulated from the shadows by something that is not human. Of course, this will sound absolutely crazy to the average person, but a detached, observational view of history and the world today makes this possibility more acceptable. There is an agenda at play here, and when you examine the ins and outs of it, you can clearly see how anti-human this program is. The sycophantic henchmen that operate on behalf of this ruling force are blatant in their contempt for everything the average human might hold sacred or find beauty within. This idea is nothing new. It goes back to ancient times. The Sumerians referred to this force as the Anunnaki. The Gnostic Christians called it the Archons. In some ancient Islamic traditions, it was referred to as the Jinn. Some African tribes called it the Chitahuri. Modern-day Christians would simply call this force the demonic. Other cultures would have different names, but the theme is the same, and it is ancient. Modern UFO researchers would refer to it as alien or extraterrestrial, even interdimensional. What is the force behind the tyranny that appears to have been prevalent throughout history? Is it simply evil men operating behind the thrones of power, or is there something else, something other? Perhaps it is simply a malevolent stream of consciousness that the consortium embodies. I don't know the answer, but I do feel that there is something that is fucking with humanity, as it were, and has been doing so for a long, long time. In the Carlos Castaneda book titled The Active Side of Infinity, I found a few passages that illustrate this. This force is called the Predator. In the story, Castaneda is talking with the shaman Don Juan, who tells him, "We have a predator that came from the depths of the cosmos and took over the rule of our lives. Human beings are its prisoners. The predator is our lord and master. It has rendered us docile, helpless. If we want to protest, it suppresses our protest. If we want to act independently, it demands that we don't do so. I have been beating around the bush all this time, insinuating to you that something is holding us prisoner. Indeed, we are held prisoner. They took us over because we are food for them, and they squeeze us mercilessly because we are their sustenance. Just as we rear chickens in chicken coops, the predators rear us in human coops, human arrows." When Castaneda protested, Don Juan replied, "You haven't heard all the claims yet. I want to appeal to your analytical mind. Think for a moment and tell me how you would explain the contradictions between the intelligence of man, the engineer, and the stupidity of his systems of beliefs, or the stupidity of his contradictory behavior. They have given us covetousness, greed, and cowardice. It is the predators who make us complacent, rutinary, and egomaniacal. In order to keep us obedient and meek and weak, the predators engaged themselves in a stupendous maneuver, stupendous, of course, from the point of view of a fighting strategist. A horrendous maneuver from the point of view of those who suffer it. They gave us their mind. Do you hear me? The predators gave us their mind, which becomes our mind. The predator's mind is baroque, contradictory, morose, filled with the fear of being discovered any minute now. Man, the magical being that he is destined to be, is no longer magical. He's an average piece of meat. There are no more dreams for man but the dreams of an animal who is being raised to become a piece of meat, trite, conventional, imbecilic." I think those passages speak volumes. If we can observe society from a detached perspective, we can clearly see that something is amiss. When we witness the abject dysfunction, the depravity, the inversion and destruction of everything good in favor of celebrating ignorance and death, I think it's plain to see that something is very wrong here. The Dark Consortium operates with this sadistic mindset, and when we realize that we live in a world where grotesque things, such as pedophilia, or the idea that it's okay to give a child destructive drugs or surgery to mutilate it and destroy its gender, and that many people seem to have no problem with this, I think the idea that they have given us their minds rings true. People have been indoctrinated with this sadistic mindset, and they blindly obey every freedom-destroying edict and embrace their own enslavement. The psychotics are exalted and praised while the walking dead feast upon each other in this divide-and-rule shitshow. The psychopath seeks to poison your mindset and worldview and win you over to their way of thinking. They also employ the tactic of gaslighting, and they are doing this on a global scale. The fact that so many still fall for it shows how far humanity must go in the advancement of its consciousness if we are ever to be free. In my book, The Carnival Outré, Jamboree of Deception, I tried to convey this idea from the point of view of this predatorial force. I wrote, "Everything that is beautiful, magnificent, and sacred is stolen from you, manipulated, twisted, contorted, perverted, and then sold back to you and your progeny, and you shall pay a hefty price for the nightmarish gifts that we offer. The fee is your very soul and spark, the essence of your own children." As thrilled as we are at this contorted scenario, we find it extremely bewildering. You are a curious lot. To be honest, your only saving grace is your unpredictability. It was all directed by our misguiding hands from the very beginning of your pathetic existence. The immense and magnificent beauty of your world, your oasis in the desert, is strip-mined, toxified and polluted, defiled and rendered lifeless. The corporate machine plunders, produces, and discards over and again with reckless abandon, and you call that progress. Products are produced with built-in obsolescence so that they do not last, so that the beast of consumerism can be kept well-fed and the billions can flow endlessly into our coffers at the expense of life itself. Sickness and depravity are normalized, televised, and spoon-fed to you and your children like pablum. You eat it up willingly, giving your money and consent to every diseased and twisted ideology that insults the intellect and the spirit. We shall blur the lines between beauty and ugliness, between genders, between logic and absurdity, between art and putrid shit. We shall provide all manner of nonsense a platform and the funding to push our agenda. Your minds are held captive with such trivialities, whilst we simply go on plundering and murdering. Such are the contorted ways of the Carnival Outré. When we have had our fill or have simply grown bored, after we have extinguished and desecrated the creative spark of life wherever we find it, we just move on like a virus in search of a new host, spreading and expanding, feeding upon death and growing ever stronger upon doing so, like a ravenous, incurable cancer, like an insatiable, parasitic tapeworm of monumental proportions. We search continuously, night and day, for new and more sinister ways in which we may employ our tactics of desecration. We deliberately interfere with the natural course of evolution and guide entire worlds down the darkened and unforgiving path of destruction, for we vandalize on a cosmic scale. We are as galactic parasites, if you will, consuming and devouring entire segments of creation and all that exists within it, without a care or concern, with cold indifference and callous recklessness. Whether or not there is some external force working through the consortium, I think that sums up the mentality that we're dealing with. I also think that most people who are good and decent simply cannot wrap their minds around the level of evil and malevolence that we're dealing with. I can't prove that there is a non-human force working through the global consortium, but the more I examine world events and history, it seems more and more plausible, however crazy it may sound to anyone else. When we examine the inversion, the psychological techniques employed, the mind games and the energetic pollution, the term dark sorcery certainly fits the bill. I think that one way to break the grip of dark sorcery is to detach oneself from taking it so seriously and to begin the inner journey of unlearning. It's extremely difficult because for our entire lives, we've been trained to externalize or to place our faith in some outside authority. The dark sorcery of these social engineers weaves itself around the collective consciousness. Those fixated on the illusion act as gatekeepers and will attempt to pull you in line and derail your progress. Perhaps separation or detachment from that energy, as much as possible, is a step in the right direction in this great divide, this parting of the ways. Introspection and a reevaluation of one's beliefs, thoughts, and opinions can be highly rewarding. Aligning our perceptions with universal law and objective morality is probably a good starting point.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us.